Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and distorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if you're ever curious to know how dedicated this ministry is, I just want to let you know really quick that yesterday we drove 775 miles to get to our current location, which, by the way, will be at Grace Bible Church at 1600 Vine Street, St. Clair, Michigan, tonight at 6 o'clock. We're going from 6 to 9. And little did we know that we are literally across the bridge from Canada. I didn't know that that adjoined here, but you learn something new every day. Again, friends, we are committed to what we're called to do here, Luke 19:10 and Mark 16:15, and we're going to continuously do so. As Jesus said in Matthew 4:19, if you follow me, I'll cause you to become fishers of men. And I'm telling you what, friends, when you follow the lead, it's amazing the opportunities the Lord opens up for you in ministering to the people that are lost. And again, the purpose of the church is to seek and save that which is lost. Again, we're going to be at Grace Bible Church tonight at 1600 Vine Street, St. Clair, Michigan, from 6 to 9 tonight. And I'll bring forth tomorrow as to where we're going to be. We are out here for five events, 5 days in a row. We're going to be in Michigan for four of those, and then we are going to be over in Warsaw, Ohio. So we're moving that direction right now. And with that said, friends, I want to get to a couple issues. And by the way, if you want to call in at any time, you can. That number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. You know, I've taken time in the past concerning the Graham family, and I'm talking about Billy Graham, and I'm talking about Franklin Graham, and how that they are controlled opposition, and how that they are loved by the world. And the Lord said that the world will love its own. And in Luke 6:26, concerning the approbation or the approval of men worldwide concerning the Grahams, I want you to listen to what Jesus said in contrast to what you see in men that claim to be Christians. It's interesting how the Grahams are on the throne where Jesus belongs. But listen to the woe that came from the Lord in Luke 6:26, where it says, "Woe unto you when all men speak well of you, for so did their fathers to the false prophets." And it's interesting, friends, year after year, decade after decade, concerning the Grahams, how they're right next to the presidents, they're in their administrations. This has been going on for decades in this country, yet the country is becoming more immoral. And I've shared with you in the past, friends, even George Bush. I watched tons of documentaries over the last 23 years, and George Bush just happened to be one of them, where he began to talk about how him and Billy Graham used to swim at the White House swimming pool naked. So it gets pretty weird there. But going over to that of Franklin Graham, it's interesting because he had the opportunity to show the world again who he is, and I'm going to show that video to you in just a moment here. But I want you to consider this concerning the Grahams, because, again, we judge them by their fruit, Matthew 7:16, 2 Corinthians 11:14 through 15. And again, we're to judge them by what they produce. Well, concerning treasonous Joe Biden's criminal administration, are you aware that Franklin Graham said that President Joe Biden tripped and fell up the steps of boarding Air Force One? While some might be making fun of this incident, it should be instead be a pointed reminder to all of us that we need to pray for this man. This is the farthest that the Grahams have ever gone. Faith without works is dead. Put that up against James 2:14-26. He goes on, whether you voted for him or not, and whether you agree with him or not, said Franklin Graham, this is our president. No, he is not our president. He is not the president of the United States of America. And it's interesting how this point man, this individual that is without a doubt controlled opposition, 1 Kings 13:33, wants you to believe him just like you believed his father. And it's interesting how every step of the way, friends, no matter what the administration advocates for, that the Grahams are right there to stand behind them. And how one stands behind a treasonous Joe Biden bewilders me to no end. This is what Franklin said. He said, we need to pray for Joe Biden every day, for God to help him, to reveal his truth to him and to work in his life. The Bible tells us to pray for all who are in authority that we may lead a quiet and peaceful lives. He said, make no mistake, amazing things happen when we pray. Well, no one's discrediting prayer. What we're doing is showing the world right now, Franklin, your fruit, and it doesn't line up with Scripture over and over and over again. First of all, when we go to Romans 13, the authority that was given to the magistrates was given by God. That's found in Romans 13. But if you take the time to look at Romans 12:21, which would have been kept in context, and I'm speaking to Franklin Graham right now, it's interesting to note how we as the church are called to be the good that overcomes the evil. And yet your innuendo and your messaging here is that we're to submit to authority no matter who's put in place. I'm curious, what Bible is it, Franklin, that you are reading? Because it's not the one that I'm reading. What about vaccinations? If you remember right, Franklin Graham said that not only does he believe that his father, Billy Graham, would have received and advocated for the COVID-19 vaccine, in the face of all the evidence that we have today, he said it, but he believes that Jesus would have taken the vaccination as well. Friends, that is blasphemy. And he said it on ABC News. He said, I would hope that the pastors in the pulpit would tell people how they can be saved from God's judgment. How they can be saved from God's judgment. Makes no scriptural sense whatsoever, but he's resting in the fact that most people aren't reading their Bibles anyways. That's how Franklin and the Grahams get away with what they get away with. He said, I think for a pastor to tell someone not to take the vaccine is problematic. Because what would happen if that person got coronavirus and died? Can you make this up? Hey, folks, I want to remind you that the Grahams have been in place for a long time, and that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. Read Luke 16:15. But I also want to point out another topic on the other side of this break, and I'm going to show you the audio, and I'm going to play the video for you. And you can check it out on our social media platform, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page. Go to the top of that page and go to SOL Radio Live and join us on our feed, our Rumble feed. Also join us on beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page as well. And I'm going to demonstrate, or should I say, I'm going to step back and allow Franklin to demonstrate how he's impotent, how he's a weakling. He is not the church's point man. He is not the standard. That Jesus Christ is the standard. And if we're
ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
To the Sons of Liberty, friends. Now, what I want to do is I'm talking about the evangelist, Franklin Graham, and I'm just basically pulling the rug from under who they are and understanding that they are controlled opposition. They have been put up as the standard of how Christians are supposed to respond to issues, who they're supposed to follow, and what they're supposed to do, and what they've done in many cases. And this happening on a global basis, by the way. What they're doing, friends, is really setting them as a controlled operative to lead the way and to keep all the sheeple in line. Now, before I play this video for you, I want you to consider Titus 1:16, where it says they profess that they know God, but in works they deny him, being abominable and disobedient unto every good work. Now, I don't need to help Franklin Graham here because he's going to put the words in his own mouth and you're going to hear for yourselves as to what he has to say concerning this video. So I'm going to go ahead and play this, and I want you to listen carefully as to exactly what he did on every good work. Now, I don't need to help Franklin Graham here because he's going to put the words in his own mouth, and you're going to hear from himself as to what he has to say concerning this video. So I'm going to go ahead and play this, and I want you to listen carefully as to exactly what he did on every good work. Yeah, now, I don't know, friends. Let me put it this way. What I'll do is I'm just going to go ahead and pull this back, and I'm going to let you see for yourself as to what he has to say here. Because, again, what's happening is Franklin Graham is responding to some of the things that are being said by that of none other, Piers Morgan. And he's going back and forth. And I'm doing this because the audio is kind of messy right now, and why that's happening, I don't know. But with that said, friends, Piers and Franklin are going back. I want you to pay attention to the fact that, too, friends, it's always the Grahams that are pulled into the position to answer for the church in America. And isn't it interesting how it's always satisfactorily given back to them in question as to the agenda that they're pushing forth? That's what you need to understand. That is controlled opposition. Read 1 Kings 13:33. But now the video that you may be seeing on social media platforms is Banner going back before between Pierce and Franklin Graham. And Franklin's talking about how homosexuality is a sin. Well, friends, I'm here to tell you, Leviticus 18:22 doesn't tell us that it is a sin. It tells us that it is an abomination, number one. Then what they do is they go back and forth, and Pierce starts talking about how homosexuals are more upright in many cases and that they have a right to love one another the way that heterosexuals have a right to love one another. And Franklin Graham stands for the word here, and he says this is how God has designed it. That's as far as he goes. And then he begins to talk about how he never preached against, friends, of the homosexuals, how he never went out in protest against the homosexuals. And it's just information that you can't hide, friends, because right when he said that, it's like, this is exactly the point that I've been trying to make with the likes of a Franklin Graham and the Grahams. They stand for nothing. After Billy dies, who do they grab? They grab his son, who's in line with the agenda. They're called in, and I guarantee you prophetically, I'm nailing this, and you're going to find this out. Go ahead, pull the curtain back if you don't already have this information. I don't have it. I'm just getting it in my heart right now, and I'm led to say it. But, folks, they're called up for favors. In time of, well, when the favors are called in forth by the politicians to go ahead and high-five each other, because what most people don't understand, just like the right and the left unconstitutional paradigms that are pitted against each other, or so you'd have them, or so they would have you believe, folks, they're not pitted against each other. They're in it together, and they're pushing forth the same agenda. And what it's going to take for the American people to open their eyes, I don't know, but I find myself quite often prying open the eyes of those that refuse to see it for what it is. And I don't understand what it is. I mean, if you look at an orange tree, it bears forth what sort of fruit? Oranges. If you look at an apple tree, it bears forth what sort of fruit? Apples. And I can go down the list of a plethora of different items and high-fiving the fact that if I look at that tree, is it going to produce peaches if it's a peach tree? Absolutely. Well, wouldn't you expect the same thing coming from those that profess to be Christians, that they would bring forth fruit to glorify Christ? Read Matthew 5:16. Well, of course you would. But that's not what you're seeing with the Grahams. It's never what you've seen from the Grahams. It's the same thing with Jeffress. It's the same thing with the prosperity movement. Folks, anybody and everybody that is put up in favor, or should I say, that is not opposing the global agenda or the establishment, you need to understand that they're a part of the problem. They're allied with the other people that are doing their best to destroy the country as you know it. Read Isaiah 28, verse 18. And Scripture continuously warns us what to keep our eyes on, what to avoid, what to take on, what to take heed to. And I noticed that over and over and over again, it's always making reference, and it's always reverting back to the Christ. I'm here to tell you, friends, Jesus Christ is the standard. Let me just say it once. Not your favorite preacher. Folks, not your favorite preacher. Jesus Christ is the standard, not men. Because what you're going to find is over and over and over again, friends, wherever you put your trust in man, if you belong to the Lord, he is going to pull the rug from under you. And the Bible is very clear when it tells us, friends, that those that trust in the arm of the flesh, it brings a curse. Read Jeremiah 17, verse 5. But those that bless, or those that trust in the Lord, there's a blessing there and not a curse. So we have to look beyond the structure that the government, the mainstream media, hand in glove, working to establish. We have to look past the system that they have created. Because again, I can always link it back to what Orwell said, when he said that there's a political language. It falls in line with religion as well. It all goes back, in many cases, friends, to the Pope, as we all well know. But there's a political language, and there's a religious language that's been created to make lies sound truthful. Let me just add religious into that quote. But that language has been created to make lies sound truthful, and that's exactly where we're at today. Now, what I want to do is I want to tee this up because I guarantee you what I'm going to highlight for you in just a couple minutes. You have never heard of this before. Folks, not all people, changing topics now, not all people throughout history have put up with corruption. Matter of fact, if you look to our forefathers, they taught us that they were not going to submit or subjugate themselves to tyranny in any sense of the word. It was our forefathers that said, resistance to tyranny is obedience to God, as we all well know, right? We have T-shirts there, which, by the way, are available on sonsoflibertymedia.com. But I wanted to tell you, friends, that what I'm about ready to show you is going to get, it's going to be a little bit of a history lesson. I want to bring about the definition really quick in one segment's time of what earmarks are, of what it is that our forefathers would not put up with. And I'm going to give you a couple quotes concerning our forefathers. And again, then reverting back to what earmarks are, I think many people are going to be surprised. They're not going to understand the severity of what our colonists, the 13 colonies, when they first established this country at the beginning stages, as to what they didn't put up with. They didn't put up with corruption in any sense of the word. So I'm going to give you a couple lessons. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to show you a little history. And I think people are going to be kind of taken back by this. And they're going to say, oh, my gosh. That is not God's judgment. I'm going to say, well, that's right. But if you want to call in and weigh in, please do. I'll try to do my best to give you a little allotted time. That number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We're going to take a quick break. And again, as I said, we're going to come right back. And I'm going to give you a little bit of a history lesson that I guarantee you that 99% of you probably did not know. And then I'm going to go forward and show you how even foreign countries would tolerate no corruption in any sense of the word. So we'll be right back after this break, broadcasting live from Michigan. We got an event tonight and four to go behind that, one in Ohio as well. You want to call in? 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. And we'll be right back on the other side of this break. Oh, we got another minute. Okay, oh my goodness, guys. Sorry about that. It showed me up on my clock. Sorry about that, guys. Up on my clock that I had my time was pretty much up at that point. I don't think I've ever had that happen before. But again, what we're going to do is we're going to come right back, and I'm going to show you. What I'm going to do is I'm going to bring you over to Williamsburg, Virginia, and I'm going to give you line upon line the little history that I want to give you. And then I want to show you what was said about our forefathers. And then we're going to get to earmarks, and then I'm going to show you some history that you probably didn't know. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back, guys. Sorry about that.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Hunter Biden's lawyers insist he's divested from a 10% stake in a Chinese government-linked company, but refuse details of the sale. Chinese business records still list Hunter Biden as an owner of the Chinese investment firm BHR Partners. The CDC has announced drug overdose deaths surged by 30% during the first year of the pandemic, with Black and Native American communities being hit the hardest. Fentanyl has accelerated the crisis, and since President Biden's open border policy, the abundance of fentanyl in America has seen the black market price drop dramatically. Dr. Edward Chapman, a physician in Washington, D.C., tells PBS ODs continue to climb in his area.
And then we saw another 4 or 5% increase between 20 and 21. So our overall increase since 2019 has been about 50%.
USA Radio News. Vice President Mike Pence and his former boss President Trump will hold dueling rallies in Arizona on Friday as they stump for rival candidates. Once again, they will cross paths and deliver speeches on the same day in Washington. An elections director in Washington State's King County says her office is asking the sheriff's office to investigate people who put signs near ballot boxes warning that they were under surveillance. Summertime brings the usual suspects to the forefront.
Dangerous temperatures are being felt from California to Massachusetts, with more than 120 million Americans under excessive heat warnings or advisories. The National Weather Service said that more than 60 new record highs will be set across 20 states by the end of the week. As of Tuesday, 85 large fires were burning more than 3 million acres in 13 states, according to the National Interagency Fire Center. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right, the Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We got Jeff calling in from Tennessee. What say you, my friend?
Hey, Bradley. I'll try and talk plain enough for the northerners to understand me. I'll send you that link this morning by newspaper.
Let's stick to the topic, Jeff. Let's stick to the topic. I only have 1 hour, and this is the fastest hour on radio.
Yeah, I know. Congress or the commissioner that called and threatened the state rep or federal state rep. And I've called into I emailed the mayor, and I called in and set up an appointment with the local sheriff to find out why anything's not being done. Why this woman out here still running and still able to walk around here freely, knowing that she basically told the state representative that she needs to get her people and kill all the Republicans that she knows.
Yeah, I've seen that. But, Jeff, I gotta keep rolling on my topic here. I don't mean to be rude, and I don't mean to cut you off, but I need to stick to the topic. We got Tim calling in from Washington. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
I've heard you a few times. I'm a radio host, too. But I will give you a bump when I do my show. But, no, you're right. What the root of the problem is that everybody has their own kingdom, and we're all guilty of it. They have their own business, their own kingdom, their own ministry, and so they set these people people up, like a Franklin Graham, that speaks to the rest of us, when actually the biblical model is congressional conservative councils, or a council governed by two-thirds vote, with the activist within a congressional district. But nobody's done that. Everybody grabs their kingdom, including you. In other words, how much have you done to actually organize the body of Christ in your particular area? And it's no fault.
Well,
it's just your... Go ahead.
No, I'm trying to get your spirit on what you're saying. You mean including me? What do you mean by that? I'm curious.
Because everybody, they believe, like Sons of Liberty, God has raised me up, and that you've got your ministry, and you get on the radio, and you believe God is working for you, and yes, he indeed is. But there's actually a higher level, that when you get up to a level that you're at, or Franklin Graham, or a Dobson, or a Roberson, or Rick Weil, any of them, it should be organizing the people into local councils that say, look, we're the activists. We're not going to put up with these evil people coming into our community, taking over a school board, taking over the town council, taking over the congressman seat, or even the Senate.
Yep.
We are going to counter
yep.
you. But nobody does
yep.
that.
No, I understand. Okay, I get you clearly. First of all, I was friends with D. James Kennedy. About a month and a half ago, I was on a conversation with some of the names of the men that you were just talking about. So I've been to the top. I understand what I'm talking about. I'm not giving you hearsay. I have the hat and the T-shirt. Rick Wiles, I was on his show. Many of these other very well-known individuals on Christian radio or otherwise, I know a lot of these people. So, again, I'm not out there trying to be the Lone Ranger, but I am bringing back the information that nobody else wants to share with the rest of the people. Now, with that I'm also the guy. But just let me finish, though. Aside of that, the fruit of my ministry has been very particular, and we need to understand the different functions of the body of Christ, too. There's apostles, there's prophets, there's teachers, there's pastors, and there's evangelists. Ephesians 4:11, I can only operate in the function and gift that God has bestowed upon me. I can't be everybody else, but we should be all aiming towards the glory of Christ. I totally agree with that. But I got to tell you, I was also raised up by the Lord, no question about it, to go out there and to get to the younger generation that's been subjected to everything and protected from nothing. And I've done 365 public high schools in 25 states. And I got to tell you, Tim, the opposition that I've seen didn't just come from CNN or New York Times or MSNBC or ABC News, and the list goes on. My greatest opposition came from those that called themselves the Christians in the United States. And what's interesting is they don't want guys like me doing the things that I'm doing, because it shows the rest of us as to what they've been leaving off. And you can put that up against Numbers 13 and 14 as well. But hey, listen, my desire is that I love unity. But like King David, he prayed that the Lord would give unto him. When he was praying for companions, he said, Lord, I pray that you give unto me and companionship of those that fear the Lord and of them that keep thy precepts. Those people are really hard to find, Tim. Let me tell you, and I'm talking about those that are not compromised, those that don't have anything to lose, and those that understand the power of God unto salvation by bearing the cross. So I hope that I can clarify right here and now, and I'm glad you brought that up, that I'm just doing what I feel that many are unwilling to do, and that's to do what the Lord commanded us to do. And I think of Micah 2:12 and 2:13 even when I say that. So does that help a little bit, Tim?
Yeah, well, let me just leave you with this last little tidbit, is that what the systemic problem is that if you actually think and you actually take a look at what almost everybody does and what everybody, and I'm talking to ministries, churches, or whatever, and what they don't do, the one thing they all have in common is they do talky-talky, looky-looky type shows, and none of them refuse to organize the body of Christ in an actual council form to actually count on these evil people. And so they refuse to organize.
I agree. I totally agree 100%. It is the church's job to stand up against what we're seeing, and what we've seen over the last 3 years, Tim, is we've seen the professed Christians in the church bow the knee to the government rather than the other way around. John Adams is the one that said that the church is called to be the moral compass. When that goes, everything else goes. So the church has failed to identify who they are and what they're obligated to do through the Lord's commandments on this earth as it is in heaven. So I'm 100% on board with what you're saying, Tim.
Right. Well, I'll give you a bump on my show. You're a gunslinger. You're a good guy. But I just, you know, for instance, if you actually take a look, we had 70 million abortions. How many of these people have been slapped, punched, or thrown in a jail cell? Right? Can you imagine all these men that show up before the father on the final day, and he's going to say to them, 70 million babies were killed? Were you slapped,
yep,
punched, kicked, beat up, anything?
Yep.
I've been locked up 34 times illegally. So I just, you know, where's the people paying for it? But got a great show, and I will give you a bump on my show. Thanks so much. God bless.
I appreciate you, man. Thank you very much. First-time caller. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. I appreciate that caller, and I appreciate that caller because he had something to bring to the table. And it didn't challenge me a little bit, but, folks, again, I think he's preaching the same message that we are. Where are the people to actually stand up against the tyranny that's taking place in this country? And what you'll see, and I've said this since day one, I've seen it with the conservatives. I've seen it with Rush Limbaugh. You have 20 million viewers every day or listeners every day. I think of Sean Hannity. I think of these other people that have been put up, and that's all they do is talk. And they have such a huge opportunity to get out there and preach their profession. And every one of them, folks, have claimed to be Christians, but yet that's not the things that they were talking about. And yet that's all we talk about here is about the Christ as we follow the Christ and the fruit that we bear as Christians, so on and so forth. But I never wanted to be a part of the answer, a part of the problem. I always wanted to be a part of the answer. And that's exactly why we're doing what we're doing. And I don't mean to bring accolade to myself, but what Tim just brought up is the thing that I'm trying to stay away from, is I don't want to just be hide behind a microphone. I want to be part of what's going on out there. I want to be a part of the example to lead the way out. And I guess that's probably why we drove 775 miles last night. And, folks, we've been doing this for 23 years. If it's not colleges, it's high schools. If it's not churches, it's tea parties, you know, and the list goes on. If it's not doing television, folks, get out there and lead the way. That's real Christianity, is what you're doing, showing the world your faith and your love by what it is that you do. And go ahead and read 1 John 3:18 and 19 to follow up scripturally as to what I'm saying even now. Now, folks, what I wanted to cover really quick, and I prefer the phone calls. If you want to call in, please do, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. I wanted to talk about earmarks really quick, and I'm just going to give it to you really quick because I think I have 1 minute before a hard break. Earmarks, when you go to Williamsburg, they have reenactment actors. And what you'll notice is that the reenactment actors are giving you accurate history. They'll tell you that the 13 colonies were actually guided by canon law, ecclesiastical law, scripture, common law. That's why we're based on common law in America. And crime was not tolerated by the colonists. And what they did is they used earmarks. They would put people in headstocks if they even lied, committed the act of perjury. And what they do is they put their head through the headstocks, put their arms through the armstocks, and they would take a nail and they would drive it into the wood for about an hour. And they would do this publicly to shame them into obedience. And the reenactment actor even told me they would do that because they wanted men to repent before they ended up in hell. That's exactly what she said to me. They would do it on one side for an hour, and then they'd take another nail and put it on the left side for another hour. And they did this for the very purpose. Oh, and by the way, oftentimes they would cut off the earlobe because they'd want the other colonies to know that they're not worthy. They're liars. They've committed the act of perjury, and it's not to be tolerated in any sense of the word. We'll be right back. Folks, we're going to take a hard break here, sonsoflibertyradio.com. I'm going to give you a history lesson right on the other side, and I want your thoughts. 1-866-582-9933.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Troy Newman, president of Operation Rescue, and you're listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio, your daily inoculation against Satan's lies and the twisted logic of the left. Listen at your own risk. You may just become a patriot.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, social media platform, subscribe, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. If you want to call in, now's the time to do it. I got to hit this off really quick, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, tonight we're going to be at Grace Bible Church. By the way, if we're at a church, folks, those are just the venues, okay, just so you know. Grace Bible Church, 1600 Vine Street, St. Clair, Michigan, 6 to 9 p.m. tonight. We're right across the bridge from Canada. Little did we know, but as I said during the first segment, friends, we learn something new every single day. Now, have you ever heard of Sesame? I bet you haven't. I'm going to say it again. By the way, I had to listen to it online as to how to pronounce his name because it is so bizarre. Sesame. Okay? History teaches us that corruption in some governments was not tolerated. Folks, you have the same history. But have you heard the true story of Sesamini? Now listen carefully. Sesamini's was a corrupt royal judge at the time of Cambyses II in Persia. Okay? Scripture tells us this is going to blow some people away. I just don't change the channel. Listen carefully, because if you want crime to stop, this is how they did it. Scripture tells us in Proverbs 20, verse 8, that a king sitteth in the throne of judgment, scattereth away evil with his eyes. How true it is. A king that sitteth in the throne of judgment, that doesn't tolerate crime, scattereth away all evil with his eyes. By the way, do you realize, just food for thought, Article 6, Section 2, Article 2, Section 3 of the Constitution does just that, if that law is enforced by the people that care enough to keep and uphold their freedoms? Put that up against Isaiah 42:21. If justice is not brought forth upon the heads of the wicked, then you end up with what? Well, you go to Psalm 12:8. And what does it tell us? The wicked walk on every side when the vilest of men are exalted. What I hear more than anything, the rumblings of men across the United States, is they're sick and tired of being sick and tired concerning the corruption within the halls of government and the church. First, the church. The wicked walk on every side when the vilest men are exalted. This is what you see today. Okay? And in America, we can see a daily basis, on a daily basis, that because justice is not brought forth upon the heads of the wicked, that the wicked, in fact, again, as I said, walk on every side. Read Isaiah 59, verse 2. This will help you explain as to how things are upside down. Yet history teaches us that this has not always been the case. Okay? A true story was shared with me about a king who dealt justice with that of a corrupt judge in Persia. Now listen, I'm not saying yay or nay to this, but I do want you to listen to the story. And if you want to call in and feed me with your thoughts, 1-866-582-9933. The true story goes as follows. A 16th century painting showing the skinning alive of a corrupt judge. Just for the sake of showing you this picture, what I might need to do, if I can get it up on my screen, guess what? I don't think that I can, but I do want you to see the painting on social media platforms. Oh, there, I found one. This is the painting on social media platforms of Sasamenes in the year 500 BC, okay? Just so you can see for yourself as to what I'm about ready to produce here, okay? Now, going back to the story concerning the true story of Sasamenes, he was skinned alive. And why was he skinned alive? He was skinned alive because he was a corrupt judge. Sasamenes, in the year 500 BC, was a corrupt royal judge at the time of Cambyses II in Persia. It was discovered just one time. It was discovered that he took a bribe. This corrupt judge took a bribe in court and passed an unfair judgment upon innocent people. As a consequence, the king ordered that he be arrested for his corruption and ordered that he be skinned alive. Whoa, some will say, well, that's not God's judgment. But wait a second. It is an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. So we don't understand the unfair judgment that he gave to someone that was innocent. That wasn't a part of the story. But I want you to listen to the story as to how the king ordered that he be arrested for his corruption and that he be skinned alive. Okay? Before passing judgment, the king asked Sasamenes who he wished to nominate as his successor. Sasamenes, in his greed, chose his own son, Ates. The king agreed and appointed Ates to replace his father. Now listen carefully. He subsequently passed judgment and ordered that Sasamenes' removed skin should be used to upholster the seat on which the new judge would sit in court to remind him of the potential consequences of corruption. Did you hear that? You know, it reminds me scripturally of how the Puritans would not tolerate any crimes whatsoever concerning those that were to uphold the law in the United States of America. They wouldn't tolerate. And why didn't they tolerate it? They didn't tolerate the crimes or the corruptions of those that called them representatives, regardless of their occupancy or whatever position that they were in, regardless if they were a senator, a president, a judge, whatever the case might be, all the way down to the bottom, to community governments. They wouldn't tolerate it. Why didn't they tolerate the crimes? Because they seen the price paid for the freedoms that they have. And they would let nothing offend the bloodshed that gave them the freedoms in which they have. They seen the sacrifice paid for their freedoms, and they would let nothing kick against it or offend it in the smallest degree. Now, let me go back to this. Before the king passed judgment and ordered that Sasamenes remove skin, he used it to upholster the seat on which the new judge would sit in court to remind his son the new judge of the consequence of corruption. In other words, you are going to sit on the skin of your dad, your father, because you're going to understand that we are not going to tolerate any crimes committed against the innocent. You are going to uphold the law. And this is a reminder to you if you decide to veer from the law in upholding it in any sense of the word. Octane, in his deliberations, was forced to always remember his son. He was always forced to remember that he was always sitting on the skin of his executed father. Is that extreme? Well, friends, this helped to ensure fairness and equity in all hearings, deliberations, and sentences. And in conclusion, this is what I want to say. Agree with it or not, the future crimes of the corrupt were deterred. And isn't that teaching men the fear of the Lord? Now, am I saying, Bradley, you're for this or are you against it? Listen, I'm going to give you some responses from people after this post was made. One lady said, I can't even imagine. We need to go back to real punishment for criminals. Because, friends, I'm telling you what, you can call it mercy all you want to. But the fact of the matter, for you to sit back and allow those said representatives in your government to dismember body parts on babies and kill them within the womb or without the womb shows you how far they've already gone. Now, I've heard people say, well, Bradley, you know, sometimes if you don't go far enough and the devil can't stop you, he pushes you forward. Well, let me ask you the question. Show me that in Scripture. Did that apply to Abraham when he warred against corrupt kings? Did that apply to King David when he took out the corrupt kings and was set as a light for the judgment of the people, Isaiah 54? Was that the case with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego when they stood up against Nebuchadnezzar? No! Was that too far when the 11 of the 12 disciples were martyred, regardless of how they died? I mean, folks, you have to send the message that you are not going to tolerate it, and you have to send the message by setting forth an example. Folks, you have a government in many cases, more than not, that has gone rogue. And I know that people out there right now rejoice as to what I'm saying. They know that their government has gone rogue. It's because you tolerate their crimes. Bradley, are you saying we need to skin them? That's not what I'm saying. I'm reading off the history of Sosthenes and what they did to him in setting the example that we would not tolerate crime. William said, look at the bright side. If that was done today, at least we'd have all new recovered furniture. That's what he said. Donna said, imagine if this was still in practice today. Corruption is everywhere. We'd have no government left. No, they would have earmarks all over the place as well, wouldn't they? If you go to Alex, he said, back when people feared the consequences for doing the wrong. Well, corruption's not afraid of the consequences for doing the wrong because the people continuously allow them to do it. That's why they do it. Folks, there's 436 comments. And, folks, I think listen to the degree of the consequence for the violation and transgression of law and meet it as to what we're seeing today to send the message that we're not going to tolerate the crime. That's my thought. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.